Hey everyone, in this podcast we will have a look at the poem Love by Evan Boland. Before you continue with the podcast, it would be a good idea to read over the poem in your Poetry Speaks textbook. Subject matter. The title gives it away. Boland's love is certainly about love, but this is not a sentimental love poem. Memory also plays a big part in this poem, and the two themes, love and memory, intertwine with each other throughout the poem. On a return visit to Iowa City, the poet recalls how many years earlier she was deeply in love as a younger woman when she lived in the city with her husband and her two young children. Her love was powerful back then. It was formidable and Cupid-like, with the feather and muscle of wings. But the poet also recalls how one of her children almost died at the time, but thankfully recovered from her illness. Returning to the present time, the poet states proudly, "I am your wife." There is a sense of gratitude that she still loves her husband after many years. Her only regret is that she cannot return to the past, to a time when her husband was a younger man, a heroic figure, on the bridge of the Iowa River, as you were, with snow on the shoulders of your coat. The next heading is theme. The poet's love for her husband is made crystal clear in this poem. Boland recalls the passion and intensity of her early love, and regrets that such intense love belongs to the past. More recently, while she still loves her husband, they now speak plainly to one another, their passion being tempered by time. The poet seems regretful that she is unable to communicate with her husband, who she recalls as looking hero-like in his prime, illuminated by the headlights of a passing car. She longs to ask him the burning question about love and whether it can ever be as passionate as it used to be. Sadly, time makes it impossible for her to communicate with him, just as Aeneas's dead companions in the underworld were unable to speak with their dear friend. The next heading is quote 3. Find any 3 quotations in the poem linked with the idea of love, or of being a hero, or of things changing over time. Write them into your worksheet and briefly suggest what they tell you about the speaker in the poem and her relationships. The next heading is imagery. To develop the theme of love, communication, and connection, Boland includes references to Aeneas, a Trojan leader who was a hero in an epic poem written by Virgil. Aeneas visited the underworld by crossing the mythical river Styx, where he sees some of his old friends who have died. Sadly, they are unable to communicate with Aeneas as their voices have failed. They are little but ghosts now. Similarly, the poet, while she longs to retrace her steps over the bridge to meet with her young husband, as he once was, knows that this is impossible. It is not death that separates the two, but time. In some ways, she is a ghost to the hero she once knew. Her husband, as a young man, is but a memory to her now. Boland also uses personification in the poem. The poet imagines love as a winged creature, a godlike figure, with the feather and muscle of wings, who had come to live with them in their apartment in Iowa City. This imagery captures the intensity and physicality of their love in the early years. Interestingly, the apartment itself is seen as functional. It has a plain Amish table. The poet adds that they had a view, but she leaves it at that, without romanticising the setting. The next heading is language. Some of the language has a sombre feel to it. The setting at dusk, the references to hell, the awareness that the younger man cannot hear the poet, no matter how loudly she cries out into the past. Words linked with communication occur throughout the poem. The poet and her husband speak plainly and hear each other clearly. By comparison, Aeneas's friends, who are now ghosts in the underworld, are unable to communicate. Their voices have failed. There are also many words linked with distance. The river deepens. The hero crossed the river on his way to hell. The poet and her husband speak plainly to one another across our day-to-day and ordinary distances. These remind us that life is a journey, and the poet realizes that there is no returning to the start of that journey, no matter how much you might long to do so. But there are also glimpses of light in the poem. The fire of intense love in the apartment, the car headlights framing the husband hero, the feelings of ascension or bliss felt by the young lovers, and the heroic book with gilded edges on which the image of her husband blazes. The next heading is form. There are six stanzas in the poem with lengths of 6, 7, 8, and 9 lines. The closing stanza is a couplet and stands almost isolated or disconnected to suggest perhaps the poet's sadness on realizing that she is separated from her younger husband and her former life. There is no formal rhyme scheme in the poem. This reminds us that love is not always harmonious. It can be tested through family circumstances, through distance, and through time. The next heading is sound. The alliteration between dark and dusk in the opening lines creates a mysterious, somewhat somber mood in the poem. Similarly, alliteration with hero and hell reinforced the unromantic tone that we might not have expected in a poem entitled Love. The repetition of the phrase "we had" on three occasions in the poem tells us what the poet was certain of. Looking back on her past, love was in her life. This contrasts with the uncertainty at the end of the poem, where the poet wonders what she and her husband may have into the future. The next heading is tone and mood. The tone is one of satisfaction, but there is also a note of regret and of nostalgia in the poem. The poet is also grateful that her sick child recovered, and of course that she and her husband love each other still. In the short lines, "I am your wife, it was years ago," the tone is matter of fact, as if the poet is trying to maintain control over her emotions after recalling her daughter's brush with death. The closing of the poem has a more melancholic tone. Despite her overall contentment with her marriage and her family life, the poet regrets that the past remains just that, the past, and it cannot be relived. The mood of the poem is one of nostalgia for some readers who may identify with the poet and her feelings about how love can change over time. Other readers think she should feel more fortunate to have had such a husband, and rather than pine for the past, she should be more grateful for the present. Did you feel sad or sympathy for the poet at all? Can you understand some of the thoughts or feelings she has in the poem? Finally, personal response. You possibly found this poem a little more challenging than Boland's other two poems on the course, but apart from that, did you find this to be an interesting or insightful poem? Do you agree that love does change over time? Do you think it is possible to love the same person for 10, 20, 30 years, despite all the changes and growth that happens around you?